Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, my pleasure and my delight to be with you. My co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated, and Veronica will not be here tonight. She has another assignment, so we want to send her well wishes and words of encouragement tonight. And if this is your first time tuning in to the broadcast, we thank you so very much. And if you're a longtime listener, we thank you as well. We could not do this show without you. We are growing. We welcome you into 2021. We thank you for supporting us, and we look forward to our continued times that we spend together on Thursday nights. So the next time you get an opportunity or you hear someone talking about they are looking for something to do on a Thursday night, tell them about our broadcast and send them on over to Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. So tonight we want to welcome you. We've been talking about New Year's. Some folks have had New Year's resolutions. Some have already thrown them out the window. I myself do not make any resolutions, but I do try to start something new at the beginning of each month. So it does not matter that it's January, but it is important that we keep our ideas fresh, that we have new meanings for things that we can create, and we can start new traditions. In this life of quarantine, we have had to recreate our thinking, our old routines, to help us to get some kind of sense of what is normal for us right now. It's that things aren't really normal. For a lot of us now, we are sharing spaces with our loved ones. We're sharing spaces with our husbands or wives, with the children. We're homeschooling. We had to turn our dining room into a classroom or into an office. Some of us are even in the sandwich generation where we're taking care of our parents. We're now the caregivers of the children and the parents. And so this being the case, we had to reroute our normal routines, change what we thought was normal, and now make them into conditions where we actually can embrace them and start those new things and find that new energy and that new sense of empowerment and that new joy that each day brings us. We cannot change yesterday. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but we can work on today. So one of the things that we really want to do as we look at where we are and as we move forward into 2021, we want to spot the things that don't look normal, change them into what can be normal, and find that perfect balance between the two. And I know that's hard to do, but we're also going to create some new rituals. We hear everybody talking about pivoting. We know that businesses have had to do that. Why can't we do that in our families as well? Look at where you are. Look at how you are dealing with your situations and figure out what is going to be your new traditions, because what was old will stay old. We have to find the new ways and new things to do, find new traditions, find new ways to deal with our loved ones and move forward. when we're thinking about New Year's and fresh starts and resolutions and revolutions, we are thinking about ourselves primarily. How can we change our current situation? And I'm smiling because the first weekend in January, I was going past the park. The mount was called Mount Trashmore, and it was the first Saturday, and it was beautiful. The sun was shining, and people were out riding their bicycles, and some people were skating, some people were walking, and they had this power walk going, and you could see some people had on masks and some people did not, but you could see the energy that they had. They were picking it up and putting it down and walking with a spry sense of renewed joy just to be out and walk into the fresh air. So whether our current situation is totally different from what we normally would do, we have to make sure that we're not staying in isolation just because we are in quarantine. Get out, get some fresh air, even if it's just in front of where you live, in your home or apartment complex. Walk around the parking lot. Walk around your neighborhood. Adventure out, because we do need to spend time outside and getting some fresh air and sunshine. Then we need to foster that sense of connection with our loved ones and maintain some kind of strong bonds that we have probably lost along the way since we've been in quarantine. And the reason why is because everybody has gone to their neutral corner, and we're kind of getting used to being there. You know, we're happy that we really don't have to deal with a lot of things now. The people who were already like that, as we call them introverts, they're fine. They're doing just very well because this is their normal. But for people like me who love people and communication, and my business is about people and being around people and talking to people and being in networking groups and being with people breaking bread and having conversation, it's a little bit more difficult for me. But what I have learned is I have to embrace what is new. Again, the old is gone. Taking my new energy as I walked into 2021 and to find the new habits that I'm going to bond for myself and find a way to benefit from them. When we're thinking about our families and our family dynamics, what can we do now that we didn't do in the past? And I know for so many of the ladies that I talk to, the conversations that we're now having is we're trying to find ways to be together in our small spaces, because no matter how big your house is, sometimes it's not big enough. When there are now four of us sharing this space, when before it was four of us, but we were never all together at one point in time. So what does that look like? Are we going to just, again, go to the neutral corners, or are we going to come together to form new bonds and to form new traditions and new relationships within our own family dynamics? And so that's what I hope that you do as you look at where you are in 2021, knowing that nothing really has changed from 2020. It's been a short period of time, 21 days. So nothing really has changed, because you know it takes a while for new things to happen. But you really want to start utilizing the skills that you have by taking the time to put some things together, write some things down. And I always say this to my clients, write down some of the things that are on your mind, and especially when it comes to your family. Let's have a family night where we plan a meal together. And for me and my household, my husband and I, do a lot of things together. We always have, but now it's more than ever, because we're kind of placed in that position where he's not just going to walk out of the door unless I know exactly where he's going. And not that I'm trying to keep up with him, but it's out of respect for each other. Before, you would just jump in the car and just run over to the supermarket, but now it's a planned event. And he'll say, hey, hun, you want to go to Walmart? And I'm like, yeah, cool, let's go. So we plan to go together. And then we'll do our shopping and whatever we're doing. At least we're getting out of the house, but we're still spending that time, that quality time together. And so if you have children, you have to be really creative and figure out how you can get the children in on the plan. And cooking is a good way to do that. because you don't want every time that you're at the table is to do some kind of work. You want it to be fun and do things together. This is the time that we need to be creative in all the things that we're doing. So if it's something as simple as planning a meal together, which is so awesome, do it together. Sit down, do the menu, go grocery shopping together. Plan that time. If you have your parents with you, this is even a greater time for them to share recipes with the children that they may not have ever shared before. And so we can show our children that sense of gratitude and how important family is, because this is a time where we, again, have to look at what was, which will probably never be again, find our new normals, and make sure that we're spending that time together as a family unit. And also making it fun for everyone that's involved. Nobody wants to be in the kitchen with grandma and she's evil and she's trying to make a lemon cake and you can't touch anything. So you have to try to figure things out and make it work for everybody. We need to raise the bar when it comes to our families and how we spend time together and support each other. So just think about it, the moms and dads out there, whether you're single moms or working together as parents, if you're home now, this time has definitely been different. And so we're looking at things that we can do together and starting new traditions and new ways that now don't seem normal, but next year they definitely will be normal. And look at who you are as individuals as well and do things for yourself. Pay attention to how you're feeling because that's important as well. And for the ladies out there who are wearing these thousands of hats, make sure that you're breathing. And when I say that, I mean literally taking deep breaths and breathing in fresh air and letting it out. And why do I say that? Because if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not going to be able to be there for your family. And God forbid that something should happen to you. And if you're already feeling in health, then that means that it's going to take a longer time for recovery. And so you want to make sure that you're getting into those routines where you're able to just take a moment to just breathe and that you're exercising, that you're eating right. And so planning those healthy meals is also important. And one good thing that has come out of 2020, it has been called to our attention, is that a lot of people became creative. Businesses were doing what they call the pivot. If they were manufacturers and their product was no longer in demand, they started making masks. And these same people are still doing that even today, a year later. And so they're still able to keep their businesses intact and to move forward. Home gyms are now important, but they have gone online where you can actually do your exercise with your instructor from online. So people are really creative at this time, and which I'm really, really excited to see. And as a business owner myself, we have to think outside of the box, as we used to say, and do the things that is necessary so that we can keep our businesses going and we can not just survive in 2021, but we can also thrive, which is so very, very important. So we're going to take a quick break right here. And before I take the break, I want to give you my information. If you would like to send me a message, you can go to icwdirector@gmail.com. Or go to the website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. If you would like to contact Veronica McMillan about her nonprofit and the information that she has to share, go to info@micrononprofitnetwork.org or go to the website at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. And if you're online, you see the Soul Works Project there, and that is the other website that Veronica has in place. So you can go there as well. So we can take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. And thank you for tuning in and hanging with me. Again, if this is your first time listening, again, we thank you so very much. Please come back next Thursday to hang out with us, and please share the information with a friend. So we're going to pivot a little bit, and let's talk about controlling your destiny. We've been talking about that fresh start. What can we do? Some of you that are listening to the show tonight, you may want to start your own business. You may want to turn that hobby that you have into a business. And so one of the things that I want to talk to you about is you have the ability to do whatever it is that you want to do. Most of us, about 99% of us, have everything that we need on the inside of us. We just need somebody to help us bring it to the forefront sometimes. So if you ever thought about being your own boss or having your own business, what would that mean for you? What would that look like for you? For some people, it would be flexibility to control your schedule. It would be you didn't have to work for anyone else anymore. I know for me, I'm hard to employ because I am used to doing things the way that I want to do them. And even if I am in corporate America, I'm going to come in and I'm going to do what it is I need to do until I get to a certain point. Then I'm going to want to do what I want to do. And so I know that it's hard to employ me. So for me, it only makes sense to have my own business so that I can do what I want to do. So maybe you want to take a class and develop your business skills or go back to school to get a degree. Maybe you want to be the next life coach or trainer, helping people to live better lives. So whatever it is, no matter what you decide, always remember you have control over your destiny. Always be honest with yourself when making your plans and setting your goals. The one thing that you can do in goal setting, and we talk about this all the time, SMART goals, is to write down what you're feeling. Nobody's going to see it but you. It is your own personal thoughts. But you get them out on paper. You get to actually see what you want. And having it in the atmosphere, it will manifest itself so quickly. I can remember years ago, I had written a journal because I do journaling almost every single day. It's not many days that I don't. And I had wrote down some things. And I kind of put the journal away, you know, tucked it into a drawer. I hadn't seen it for a while. And one day I came across it and I pulled it out. To my astonishment, I had done everything in the journal, even purchased the card that I wanted, the exact color, the details, and I was very detail-oriented about what I wanted. And so that's one of the things that you need to do when you're writing down your goals and your plans. Be specific. Know what you want. Write it down. If you want a SUV, as I did back then in 2000, with a certain color, which was burgundy at the time, and I wanted a CD changer in that because that was the popular thing, and I wanted leather seats, and I wanted seats that could be heated. I wrote down every single thing that I wanted, and when I purchased the car, I actually got everything I wanted because when I first went to the car lot and I told them what I wanted, they kept bringing out these SUVs that were all the colors, wrong colors, and then they brought out a green one, which I did not want to have anything to do with. But the green one had everything that I wanted except the color. And so I test drove it, and I test drove a couple of other ones. I was like, no, I want this green one, but I want it in the color burgundy, and I want the interior to be beige or tan, not the light color, the darker one. And so I said, and when you get it, give me a call. Now, of course, my husband's thinking I'm crazy because he's saying, you're very demanding. You didn't put any money down or anything. And I was like, you don't need money when you know what you want and you're specific about what you want. And a week later, they called me and they said, Ms. Humphrey, we have your car, your SUV, your truck. And so I called my husband at work and I said, they have the SUV. And he was like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. And we went down on the next day, which was, they called on the Friday, we went down on Saturday, and I drove the car home on Saturday afternoon. So if you know what you want and you're specific about it, please put it in your goal setting. Know what you want and ask for it. Put it out into the atmosphere. One of the other things about controlling your destiny, if you lack experience in any area, find somebody to partner with you, someone that can help you to build your business if that's what you're doing, or help you with your career. Seek a mentor in your field because mentorship is important because that person has already experienced so many things that you maybe not have had the opportunity to deal with yet, and they can actually help you learn your business or your trade. Learn as much as you can, especially if you're going to start a business that's not you're not familiar with everything, and share your expertise as a way to give back. One of the reasons why I volunteer a lot and I do the teaching program is because that's my way of giving back. I work in finance, so I'm always working with numbers and finding solutions and solving problems, but I want to also be able to share some of the things that I've learned with people who may not necessarily be my clients, but who can share what I've shared with them with someone else. And we really have to be in that space now, that space of support. So whether you're starting a business or taking your career to the next level, developing a new relationship, I know that it all can be overwhelming, but if you take it a little piece at a time, as we talk about how we eat the big elephant, just a small piece at a time. Or if we're talking about that big thing in the room that's overpowering us, take it in small chunks and you'll be able to get to the level that you want to get to, build that new business, build a relationship, or even have your career be elevated because you're willing to go and do the things that you want to do. So right here, you must be able to identify what it is that you want to do and look at it from your perspective only. You can't look at what somebody else is doing in their organization and think that's going to work for you. Most businesses fail because people don't plan well. They don't do their business plans. They don't have enough money to do what it is that they need to do. But you don't have to worry about that if you do what's necessary. And you can always start over again. The good thing about a business plan, you can rewrite it anytime that you want to. But you must have the wisdom and the guidelines to control your own destiny. Surround yourself with like-minded people. If you plan to win, you will win. Beware of all the doom and gloom you hear about entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is not for the faint at heart. It is not easy. If you need someone to tell you what time to get up in the morning and what time to go to bed, and what you should be doing, you're probably not a good candidate for entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is for someone who is ready to dive in and to spend those 40, 50 hours a week doing what they have done for somebody else, making somebody else rich, and taking those skills that they've learned, using them to build their business or elevate their career and even build relationships and not be afraid and never let anyone stand in their way of their hopes and their dreams. That's entrepreneurship. We hear all kinds of definitions about it, but I'm here to tell you if you're easily swayed from not doing something, then entrepreneurship is probably not for you because there's going to be times where you're going to have to make quick, decisive decisions. You're going to have to know what it is that you want, and especially when there's money involved, if you're going after funding, trying to get grants and different things, you're going to have to make quick decisions, and you're going to have to stay the course. No matter what it is they say, no matter how many times they tell you no, you have to keep moving forward with what you want. And especially in startups, can be so challenging because you're not prepared. You don't really know all the bits and pieces of startups. So you really can get yourself in a difficult situation. So I wish that I could tell you it was going to be easy, but I can't. Can I tell you you can do it? Yes, you can. You can do it. You can say to yourself, I will do this. I must do this. I can do this. And you will be able to do it. And the one thing that I share with everyone that I coach or mentor or share information with is if you hang in there long enough, you're going to win. If you don't quit, you're going to win. Because most people don't win because they're that close to being at their destiny, and then they quit because they couldn't take it one more day. But if you keep plowing at it, you keep moving forward, you understand what your business model is, you know what you want, and you go after it, and you don't let anybody talk you out of your plan, you're going to win every single time. I started my first business many years ago, long over 20 years ago, and I wish there was someone like me there at the time that I could have talked to. I knew I didn't have all the answers, but what I did know is if I could help someone else build their business, then I surely could help myself build my own business. We have helped so many corporate American organizations become multi-million dollar industries. Why can't we do that for ourselves? We have the skills. We have the mindset. Are we afraid? Most of the time, no. We just don't have the tenacity sometimes to keep it going because we get weary and we let other people talk us out of what it is that we want. Despite my limitations, even starting the business back then, I was able to maintain and to move forward with what I wanted to do, even with my limited ability. And so over the years, I've gained many skills. I've written a book about running a business. I've written books for other people. And the key thing that I tell everybody is be in control of your destiny. Don't let anybody talk you out of what it is that you want. Own your own truth. Be authentic. And at times, you have to say no to people who are taking up your time and your space. Limit that. Limit those interruptions. Limit how much time that they can have of yours. And especially when you're starting up, you need to talk to your family and friends about what it is that you're doing. Set time aside so that they fully understand that you're going into business for yourself, because it's going to get frustrating if your family doesn't really know what you're doing. Just because you have the office door closed doesn't mean anything to your children. Tell your children what you're doing. Explain to them. Bring them into the business. Make it a part of their life as well. And it's going to work out so much better for you because they're going to realize how important this is to you. One, because you're sharing it with them, so it must be important. And two, they get the opportunity to be a part of what you're doing. Nothing can stop you from what you want to do except you. I remember one time somebody asked me what was the thing that was keeping me from being successful. And I really had to be honest. The only thing that was keeping me from being successful was me. Not because I didn't have the skills, but because I had so many distractions in my life. Because I did not set the boundaries. I did not learn how to balance the home and the workplace. And it takes time to learn how to do that. So don't beat up on yourself about it. Just learn how to do those things. Put the boundaries in place. Because if you're a mom and dad with kids, or you have your parents that you're taking care of, your work-life balance can be pretty tricky sometimes. The other thing that I suggest you do is you start with research. Read as much as you can about starting a business, about those who have gone before you that are in business, and depending on your business, try to get a mentor if you can. And then meet someone who's doing the business that you're doing and talk to them about what they're doing. Whether they be a mentor or not, you just want to meet the people who are your competition, because you kind of get to know what's out there and you get to watch and listen and learn just from their conversations. They may not want to be your mentor, but they'll share a lot with you if you just come across as someone who is genuine and who really wants to learn. Is a business hard work? Yes. Do you always get it right every time? No. But you can work hard and always strive to do it, and you do it 10 times better than anything that you ever did for somebody else. And once we learn that fact, ladies and gentlemen, that's when our businesses are going to not just survive, they're going to thrive. When you take it upon yourself that no matter what is going on around you, whether it be COVID or anything else, you're going to do more than is what is called for you to do, and you're going to be successful in your business. So please understand that you too can be a successful business owner, or you can move up the corporate ladder, and you can also develop great relationships if you can take control of your destiny. Today, I want you to become a student of successful thinking. Condition your mind by reading and studying your field on a daily basis. Continue to fill your mind with all the information you need to be the best and research your goals. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have come to the end of another exciting broadcast of Issues Concerning Women. We talked about two things today, your fresh start and controlling your destiny. Please share this information with someone that you know that will benefit from it. Veronica and I will be back next week for another episode of Issues Concerning Women, the Radio Talk Show. If you would like to contact me, please send me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com. Take care. God bless you all. Be safe out there. Wear your mask. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.